Chapter 10, Different Attitudes Towards Jesus, Mark 3, 7-21, NIV. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard all he was doing, many people came to him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the regions across the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him, to keep the people from crowding him, for he had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. Whenever the evil spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You're the Son of God!" But he gave them strict orders not to tell who he was. Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, designating them apostles, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach, and to have authority to drive out demons. These are the 12 he appointed: Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter; James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, to them he gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder; Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He's out of his mind."
Jesus withdraws with his disciples to the lake. After meeting the gathered crowd, his disciples arrange for a boat to give Jesus space to preach. Later, Jesus ascends a mountain to call and choose 12 disciples. Their priorities are first to spend time with him, and second to go to preach and drive out demons with Jesus' unique authority. The 12 are Simon Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, his eventual betrayer. Learn from this historic and unrepeatable event that it is important to serve Jesus in preaching his word and helping with people and in practical matters. Christians should serve like this in the fellowship of a church where people love Christ, his word, and his gospel. But the first priority must always be devotion to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We should spend daily quality time with him, reading, studying his word, and praying. Our prayer should include confession, praise, thanksgiving, making requests, and praying for others. Devotion to Christ is a springboard for serving him. Between leaving the lake and climbing the mountain, Jesus and the disciples are with the crowd. Many people come from Galilee and around. Jesus heals diseased people pushing forward to touch him and deals with spirit-possessed victims. They recognize him as the Son of God. Jesus orders them not to tell others about him. That is his disciples' task as they trust, obey, and serve him. The crowd's attitudes towards Jesus will vary from curiosity to conviction and from being comforted to being challenged. So many crowd around that Jesus and his disciples cannot eat a well-deserved meal. Curious crowds follow crazes or popular fads, but only his trusting and following disciples will take time to get to know him well. Jesus' mother and immediate family fail to recognize who he is and what he does, despite his well-attested miracles and obvious unique authority. Family members come to take him, saying he is insane. Someone rightly said that Jesus must either be bad, mad, or God. The Bible documents his purity and righteousness. He certainly is not bad. His sanity is such that no one could contradict him logically. He is not mad. That leaves only one option, proven, proclaimed, and made clear in the Bible: Jesus is God. Jesus means God saves. He is the eternal God in flesh, who alone can save us from death and hell. Our attitude to him should be one of total trust and submission.